Mike Conway with Time Saver Traffic on the Wolf.
Sunny today, record highs of around 70. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and mild, highs of around 70. And looking ahead, Thursday, turning a little cooler, high 62, chance for some afternoon rain showers. And then Friday, a little colder, just in time for the weekend, wouldn't you know it. Highs are going to be in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 53 degrees at the Wolf. I'm Gregory John, and every other Tuesday, we set away some time to chat with Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Good morning, how are you? Good
morning, how are you, sir?
Fantastic. Polls are open. We'll talk elections in just a bit, but first, I wanted to talk a little bit about Halloween, and I know that initiative of making sure those sex offenders didn't hand out candy. How did that go this year?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to qualify to how did it go. I would like it to be where the registered child sex offenders in Milwaukee County were in their homes like they're supposed to be an hour before and an hour after the trick-or-treat hours. Not handing out candy, but in fact, that's why we put this initiative together. I don't trust these individuals. You can't go on trust. You have to verify. You have to check on them. There are about 225 registered child sex offenders in Milwaukee County. We were able to hit 70 of those homes, along with the Department of Corrections and other local law enforcement agencies in their communities. For instance, Brown Deer, St. Francis, Hales Corners. We worked along with those officers, and we hit over 70% of those residences. We made 22 arrests for violations, drug offenses. Some had pornography, things that are prohibited by their status as a child sex offender. Some were handing out candy. And the violations are, you know, we're going to proceed to the DA's office where we can on those. And then the Department of Corrections will take jurisdiction over some of those as violations of their probation or parole and deal with that accordingly. But what was more important to me is we wanted to send a message to these creeps, if you will, that we're watching them along with these communities. And we're not just saying that, but we're showing it, we're proving it. You got to keep a tight lid on these individuals. And we do all year round, just so people don't misunderstand, well, why just on trick-or-treat night? But we had the emphasis on trick-or-treat night, and I had 28 deputies assigned to this operation, and then working along with the Department of Corrections, sent about 20 people, and then the local law enforcement agencies in those respective communities sent along officers. But we wanted to make sure that they abide by the restrictions, and I mentioned some of them previously. And it's not just enough to warn them, like I said, that doesn't work. And you know, the things we found, of course, you know, it's disheartening. That's why when you said, how did it go? You know, I don't want to say, well, because we found all this stuff. But it should give the people who live in these communities some peace of mind that somebody is looking out for their kids. And as I was, I started out this part with, we do this all year round, but with the number of kids that are out on trick-or-treat night, that volume of kids, you know, even though most of them are with friends and whatnot, some of them are just in twos, and you can't have one of these creep child sex offenders, you know, snatch one of these kids like we tragically had in 1973 with Lisa French, the 9-year-old who was strangled and sexually assaulted by a child predator. And I indicated at the time when we announced this operation that must never happen again. And particularly in Milwaukee County. So you have to put forth some resources and some effort. You can't just stand up there and say it. It's not enough to just talk.
You got to do it.
You got to exhibit what you're willing to do. And we did that. So we got through it. No kids hurt, abducted, assaulted. And that's our main goal, just to keep kids safe.
So in all, it went well. But like you said before, a lot of these sex offenders had no idea that they couldn't hand out candy. So this is kind of an education for them too, isn't it?
Well, they may say that.
Oh, okay.
I don't believe them.
I'm sure.
The DOC, because this is our third year doing this, and it's getting bigger in that more of our colleagues in law enforcement, the suburban agencies, are partnering up with us and vice versa, because our role is to support these law enforcement agencies. They're the primary enforcement effort in those communities. But the DOC has made it an effort, an emphasis, put an emphasis on letting these individuals know what they can and can't do and that they're supposed to be in the house an hour before, an hour after. Don't leave any lights on. Don't answer door. Don't leave any, you know, put Halloween decorations out. Things that lure kids.
Yeah.
They know. They say they don't, but they're just playing dumb.
Who are you going to believe, right? 7:20, we're chatting with Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark. Well, the polls are open 20 minutes now. I know you voted,